Welcome to Gnazim Podcast.
Yehuda Geber with another analysis, a review of an historical artifact going on auction by the prestigious Gnazim Auction House. And this one involves Rav Baruch Shik of Shklov and his translation of Euclid's Book of Mathematics, Elements. It's called Elements into Hebrew at the behest of the Vilna Gaon, which is such a great and a hot topic about what was the position of the Vilna Gaon and why did he tell him that he should translate this book, and how it's been, this position has been misunderstood over the years. This Rav Baruch Shik of Shklov was a fascinating individual. He was a classical Talmudist, a Paisik, a Kabbalist, a Proto-Maskil, and more. He was he lived in from 1744 to 1808, grew up in Shklov, is a Dayan in Minsk, and he reads the natural sciences, astronomy, anatomy, medicine, others. And though it wasn't that common at the time, but it was definitely not considered overly unusual, as many rabbinic scholars were knowledgeable and even proficient in the natural sciences, and was also viewed as a way to deepen one's understanding of the Torah. And this was also the Vilna Gaon's position. And this Rav Baruch of Shklov, he authors books on anatomy and astronomy, and he based his knowledge on Latin works from the Middle Ages, which, though he didn't know it, but most of the scientific information therein was outdated. But in these works, he attempted to find a synthesis between the natural sciences and the works of Kabbalah, such as the Zohar. He then embarks on a series of travels to sell his works and raise funds to publish further scientific Hebrew books. In 1776, he arrives in Berlin, and he encountered the early Jewish Enlightenment circle there. Moses Mendelssohn, Shaul Berlin, Naftali Herzwiesel, David Friedlander, and others. And he was exposed to the emerging world of the Jewish Haskalah Enlightenment. And they tried to convince him to become the harbinger of enlightenment and modernity in Eastern Europe. And he stuck with his position that knowledge of the natural sciences is important to the study of Torah and nothing more. He's not trying to change the Jewish religion and or anything like that. But he does realize that his research is outdated, and he resolved to read more recent and updated literature reflecting the scientific developments of recent centuries. They also seemingly succeeded in convincing him to abandon his attempts at the synthesis of Kabbalah and science in his writing, and he diverged from that approach in his subsequent publications, which were devoted to disseminating scientific knowledge in Hebrew on its own merits. His new goal was to empower traditional Jews with scientific knowledge of the natural sciences, mathematics, geometry, algebra, trigonometry, believing that the overall Jewish ignorance in these areas is a chil Hashem, and disseminating this knowledge to the Jewish masses of Eastern Europe would raise their prestige in non-Jewish eyes. Now, these are definitely somewhat proto-Haskalah type of ideas. So it's very unclear if he was a proto-Maskil or not. It really depends on how you define Haskalah and Maskil. He definitely had no intention of changing anything whatsoever in Jewish religion or tradition or halacha. He still viewed Torah study as the prime pursuit, and scientific knowledge was relatively less important and consequential as far as he was concerned, because it was only to enhance one's understanding of Torah itself. The most interesting part of the story is his visit to the Vilna Gaon in 1778 to request his support for the translation of Euclid's Elements, essential textbook of mathematics. And he recorded the Gruz reply in the book's title page. And according to Rav Shik's account, the Gaon was enthusiastic in his support for the endeavor and even encouraged him to translate other science books into Hebrew, all as a means to enhance the study of and understanding of Torah. That was the Gaon's position. Over the years, various groups have debated, misunderstood, and taken out of context this famous haskama of the Vilna Gaon. But one can state conclusively that there's no way that it could be possibly interpreted, this saying of the Gaon, as some sort of endorsement of Haskalah, although many have tried. Anyway, it's a good topic of controversy, and Gnazim now has on auction an original print of this Euclid Book of Elements of Rav Baruch Shik of Shklov in Hebrew. But this is more than just a first printing of the book. It is one of the only known copies in the world, which is entirely intact, in good condition, and more importantly, contains the actual geometry diagrams at the end of the book. Only a couple of these are known to exist, so it's an incredibly rare and exciting piece of history.
Gnazim, own your heritage. Discover more at gnazim.com.